And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage. Now, I know that you women like to get compliments from your husbands on the way you look, and that you like to have him notice your new hats. But honestly, I don't believe anything could make you happier than to have him sit down to the dinner table and say, "Gosh, this is good cake. Why, darling, I think it's the best you ever made." Now, tell the truth. Didn't I just about hit the nail on the head when I said a compliment like that would please you? Well, that's the kind of compliments you can expect from your husband and from your friends, too, when you use new Sure Mix Crisco in your cakes. You see, new Sure Mix Crisco is different. It even acts differently from any other household shortening we know of. That's why we can now definitely promise you three wonderful new cake-making advantages. Yes, as baking tests in our own Crisco kitchen show. New Sure Mix Crisco will give you higher cakes, lighter cakes, and tenderer cakes. And when you see your Sure Mix Crisco cakes disappear almost like magic, you'll know they're better eating cakes, too. Now, when you see how much more thoroughly, how much more completely new Sure Mix Crisco blends with your other ingredients, you'll just naturally expect your Sure Mix Crisco cakes to be different. And I promise that you won't be disappointed. When your Sure Mix Crisco cakes come out of the oven, they'll smell grand. They'll look grand because they'll be higher and lighter. And they'll eat grand because they'll be tenderer and better eating than any cake you ever made before. So next time you think of good cake, remember Sure Mix Crisco. And the next time you think of shortening, change to Sure Mix Crisco. You'll find that Sure Mix Crisco is packed in the same familiar Crisco can with the same familiar label. So just say that you want Crisco. And when you use new Crisco, you'll understand what the greatest shortening discovery in 29 years has done for this pure, all-vegetable shortening. You'll agree with hundreds of thousands of other good cooks that Crisco is truly Sure Mix Crisco now. Well, sir, it's early evening as we join our friends at the small house halfway up in the next block now, and we find them comfortably established in the living room. A controversy seems to be in progress. Listen.
That great big list of fellas?
Oh, Sunday, say. Every doggone year we go through the same old tiresome business. I don't send out Christmas cards for the sheer boyish pleasure of it. I send out Christmas cards because it's a thing I feel obligated to do.
Oh, say. Let me look over them names once.
Help yourself. Meanwhile, I'll be thinking up others to add.
Who's A.W. Grant?
A.W. Grant happens to be chief accountant at Plant 9.
Acquainted with him?
I think I may truthfully say I'm acquainted with A.W. Grant. We've corresponded from time to time, and we've had long-distance telephone conversations on numerous occasions.
You've never actually met him, though, huh?
Not in the flesh, no.
What call has he got to receive a Christmas card, then?
Oh, heck, you
know. Oh, but tell me.
A.W. Grant has remembered me with holiday greetings ever since 1930.
Who's Greebly H. Snout?
A little old man with pale green feet that lives on the side of the hill.
Uh-huh. I expect he is.
Greebly H. Snout is executive paymaster at Plant 12.
Has he sent you cards every Christmas?
He has.
Who's T.O. Fleiss?
Do you propose to challenge all the names on this list?
I think somebody ought to draw the line somewhere. Every Christmas you go through the same identical performance. Buy bushels and bushels of cards and throw them to the four winds.
You're standing in the light, Sage. Would you mind moving over a trifle? I can see what I mean.
Gonna attack on still more fellas, huh? We could buy a grand piano with the money we'd save if we used our heads about Christmas cards. Who's Tyson L. Greek?
Kiddo, go read the paper or something.
Who's Tyson L. Greek?
Exalted Big Dipper of the Jubilant Juno chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way. It was Tyson L. Greek married the lady trombone player we read about in the Chicago paper. She could whip off a complete trombone solo on one lung full air. I cut out the clipping and pasted it. Well, another recruit to our charming circle. How do you do, sir?
What's the discussion?
I suggest you return to the Davenport and to your storybook.
My eyes got kind of tired.
Who's J.I. Stite?
You really propose to challenge every name on this list?
I want to understand what's what. I try to cut down on expenses. You're going to mail elaborate 15-cent Christmas cards to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that draws the breath of life. I might as well know the worst.
Thought you'd drop a chair, huh? Ceiling rest?
Yeah, I thought I would. What's the discussion?
This scene must make a pretty tableau to pedestrians passing along Virginia Avenue. Father and mother and little boy all clustered around the library table. I was getting along all right. I didn't solicit anybody's society.
Who's J.I. Stite?
J.I. Stite is a bank robber. He stole $9,000. He languishes in jail.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I love having you people so close to me and all, but I wonder if you'd excuse me a moment while I write down another name.
Write down six.
That list of the fellas God's going to send Christmas cards to?
Mm-mm.
Quite a batch.
Not at all. He's barely started.
Mind if I count them, God?
Go right ahead. Do anything that'll bring you joy.
Who's Alan B. Teagle?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So he gets a 15-cent Christmas card, huh?
So he gets a 15-cent Christmas card.
2 15-centses make 30 cents. 4 15-centses make 60 cents. 10 15-centses make $1.50.
Sadie, I guess I should have taken care of this little job at the office. Then nobody need to be upset.
57.
Wonderful having your hot breath down my collar, Sheep Run.
Am I too close?
On the contrary. Come closer. Cuddle up.
Oh, sure.
How many did you say? 57?
Yeah.
What's 57 times 15?
Don't know.
Well, take your pencil and multiply.
May I use yours, Doc?
It is already in use. I'm writing down the name of W.Y. Slack.
There's one on the floor underneath the chair, Willie.
Okay.
Who's W.Y. Slash?
The fella that hit Billy Patterson.
I was even going to cut out the neighbors this year.
Mm.
With Christmas cards. I planned to just send to relatives and close friends. I thought of the lovely money saved, and it seems...
Saved. Every half-wit year I have to tell you this. Mailing out holiday greeting is a business obligation. I don't take any childish ecstasy in wishing slobs like W.Y. Slatch a happy new year. W.Y. Slatch can go jump in the creek as far as I'm concerned. But if W.Y. Slatch don't find a delicate tinsley remembrance on his desk for me around the 25th of December, he'd be sore.
Why will he be sore?
Maybe not sore, but he'll note the omission. On the other hand, a Christmas card from me will please him and give a rosier complexion to our business relations.
Well, who is W.Y. Slatch?
Big shot in Consolidated Kitchenware, Central New York office.
Hmm.
He's worth a 15-cent expenditure, ain't he?
Well, maybe
$8.55.
He is. How much?
$8.55.
That all?
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be a lot more.
Uh-uh.
Sure you figured it correct?
Checked her over twice.
15 cents times 57 seems like it'd add up... Well, maybe not at that. 10 cents times 57 would only be $5.70.
Yeah, and 15 cents times 57 is exactly $8.55.
Well, not as bad as I thought, but still oceans of money to be thrown out the window.
The first chair barber down at the Butler House Hotel claims he's lived his entire lifetime without receiving one single Christmas card.
Hmm.
He says it used to prey on his mind to make him cry in bed at nights, but in recent years he's taken pride in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's scared every Christmas he will get a card. He's worried about it. Wakes up in the middle of the night screaming. His landlady told him he was disturbing other roomers and give him notice.
Who's E.A. Droop?
Huh?
Who's that E.A. Droop you're writing down?
Say, I absolutely refuse to sit here and account for every half-wit that I...
How do you suppose I feel? Every time you think of some idiot's name, it costs us another 15 cents. 15 cents don't fall out of the sky. I try to keep track of my 15 cents. Yes, gracious sakes alive, if I shovel my 15 cents...
All right, listen. Here's Milford Rapp, W.Z. Lippy, F.N. Jeweler, and Walter Stung. They're all pals of mine from Plant 3, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
You have to send the whole slew Christmas cards?
Certainly. And here's Cully Gratch, Ian Blurt, H.D. Skyes, and Axel Fongerman. They're all Sky Brothers of mine from the Sovereign Saturn chapter of Dubuque, Iowa. And here's Sam Daniels, I.H. Crank, and Orphel Gitch, sidekicks of mine from Dixon.
Do they all have
a new way crop? Joe Gleek, O.Q. Fife, and Milton Eberly. Their friends are yours. U.A. Crop tied your shoe for you at the fairgrounds. O.Q. Fife said your sandwiches were tasty at the picnic. Joe Glink gave us a dime. Milton Eberly got hit by a train.
He didn't do me any favor getting hit by a train.
What do you mean?
You were naming off them fellas like they'd done me favors. Milton Eberly never done me any favor getting hit by a train.
And your memory. Willie Jackson. U.U. Gasp. Chester Flight. N.N. Bess. Howard Scupper, A.K. Lehman. All fellas you know. Do they deserve Christmas cards or don't they?
Far as I'm concerned.
And Steve Pegg, Y.B. Nurse, Homer Eggleston, Herman Spath, W.X. Kennedy.
Far as I'm concerned.
And then take the gang from Southern Illinois. Norman Owley, Sid Freep, T.T. Wops, Ellery Snitch.
I bet you could tell out...
And Fred Markley, A.L. Gazelle, Curtis Gouge, E.J. Plasters, N.F. Supper.
I bet you could...
Well, Miss Plain, Chris Miller, Sam King, R.F. Sledge, Oscar Flubb, Jack Welty. Sure.
This first chair barber down at the Butler House Hotel...
Now, I'd like to ask you people to give me elbow room. Rush, you may go back to the Devonport.
I don't want
to
go back.
All right, then. Go to Southern Ohio. Only clear away from this library table. Sadie, will you oblige?
Sure.
In future years, I'll remember to take care of this little task at the office. Avoiding misery, heartbreak, and general unhappiness. Dismiss, my darlings.
Fred?
Yes?
What's that name you're writing down?
Wilmer I. Keesh.
Who's he?
Exalted Big Dipper of the Nonchalant Neptune chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way. La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Well, why is he entitled to a 15-cent Christmas card?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. So, you know, the joke's certainly on me. I've been telling you that new SureMix Crisco is different and that our baking tests show cakes made with new SureMix Crisco will be higher, lighter, and tenderer. But it took a good cook to put this news into real cooking terms. On taking her first SureMix Crisco cake from the oven and seeing a higher, lighter, tenderer cake than she'd ever made before, she exclaimed, "Why, my cake pans have never been so full of good cake before." And your cake's pans will be chuck full of tender, light, delicious cake when you use SureMix Crisco. New SureMix Crisco is different. It acts differently from any other household shortening we know of. With SureMix Crisco, all your ingredients get together and stay together. And we can promise you that this new type cake batter will give you higher, lighter, tenderer cakes than you ever made before. So change to Crisco today and enjoy the three wonderful new cake-making advantages new SureMix Crisco brings you. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.